وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله. The details that are to us on our time is just going there. But may Allah give us tawfiq when we have any need, first and foremost to go and ask Allah Ta'ala. Normally our procedure is we exhaust everything, all asbab, and then we say now only Allah can help me. But the thing is, first we should go to Allah Ta'ala and make dua. I'm asking of Allah that I get Allah. If you got Allah, ek tu mera, to har shay meri. Zameen meri, falak mera. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. So we have to try and find, and that is our greatest need. But ask ourselves, and Allah reward our Qadir and our Buzurgan Ibn. They came and they opened our mind to persons. He went and asked some wealthy person for what he needed. When he went there, it was time that wealthy person was in the masjid. And he looked from the door, he saw that he's also begging, making dua. So he said, when he's also a beggar, why must I beg from a beggar? Let me beg from him who gives everyone. So may Allah let us hear from the grocer, rice, from the butcher, meat, everything, etc. Now time to finish. Tonight's over, everyone ate. And now you can't ask anyone else. We have Roza and Mubarak place where Allah Rahmat comes down. You made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, you opened the way for me. I have to pay all these people, you alone on me, and people of Medina Sharif, I have to pay them. Say they, apne rahmat se, O my Allah, give such love of yours. This is what we have to ask of Allah. The love of Allah. You will give me such love. Kare aftar vida kushpar, ye din apna, vida jigar apna. That each one of us, as Rati is saying for himself, that each one of us, we give our heart to Allah. Not that we want our satisfaction, but not from the fire and say, Amma, come here, there is Jannah, there is a beautiful garden here. Outwardly it looks like a fire, but for so that is where we take up. That we don't see our pleasure, but the pleasure of Allah. In the pleasure of Allah is our pleasure also. And but we look at our pleasure, how mighty we have been. My nafs must be satisfactory measure. In this dunya state, they even this barakah in deen, Allah Ta'ala has kept all these barakah. So may we sacrifice everything for Allah Ta'ala. May kab tak nafs-e dushman ke gulami se raho ruswa. Oh Allah, how long am I going to put myself in shame and humiliation by falling short of being separated from you, oh Allah. The closeness with you, when you feel your closeness with Allah Ta'ala, the better aspect Sala Ta'ad Beriya. More better it is than 100 years of ibadah without Jiyah, without shawl. When a person has the closeness and the closeness of Tamil, may Allah bless us with them who have given their lives, their hearts, and their leather and their lives for tarbiyah. So that we can guide people towards Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those people. Today, we find that we haven't got time for anything. Hey, to make the tarbiyah and to make the people accordingly. So So this is one great branch of me which is being neglected very greatly. All the branches are, but we don't even have a comprehension of this important aspect and branch of deen, that where we can make our tarbiyat and get connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So most people perhaps think that khankai means you become bad to a how many of us, while we making dua, we meeting eyes with one friend also. We even wave to somebody, dua is something else. Dua is a great ibadah, and we today have taken it very lightly. Just think that today is Thursday night, Jummah night. It is a very important night. When the day of Jummah, especially two specific occasions, great extent. Many people outwardly have gone sunnah, many dhoti, beard, kurta. Many people, alhamdulillah, youngsters also. Many women have come in parda, in burqa. Before it was not like this, today alhamdulillah there is a great, great change. But the reality of sunnah also has to come. Not only the heart. A person who reads 6 rakat after the faraz namaz, faraz of maghrib, the words of kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, then that is awwalin. So Hazrat used to explain it in his beautiful way. The whole ummah reads 3 faraz of maghrib. 2 sunnahs we all read also. 2 years wages. 12 years, if your wages is 20,000 a month, and 12 times 20, and that times 12, I'll give you so much if you just stay 5 months. And that is that you keep your work, you make your namaz farad, but you just make your awwabin, minimum 6 rakat, and I'll give you 12 years of wages. Allah, the kiram and sa'atibi, as-satibi. 2 great benefits you will gain of this. One is, you will become conscious of the after. And you will become conscious of Allah's system that is working here, which works over our system. Allah's system is above our system here. When you will realize this for Allah. And that is, this is, as I mentioned, the night of Jummah, and tomorrow is Jummah, which is our Eid. And a Eid, in one narration, more greater than the other 2 Eids also. And one special ibadah for this night and for the day is the recitation of Durood Sharif. Let us try and increase our Durood Sharif. And you are saying, enjoying, admiring it, looking at it, taking relief and enjoy. And his workers didn't know that he's inside. And they closed the door on the outside. Now he's there and they can't hear. It's fine, it's a big safe. They can't hear anything. And the safe has got thick walls. And the steel with which the doors are made of slices of bread, 2 roti, and some water, I should have survived. So this dunya things, we sometimes get taken away and we think dunya is too much, that only dunya is actually thing. But really, it is deen that is the real thing. And all of us must have heard on many occasions of those 3 people in the Bani Israel who went in deen, that we can be on our guard from them. Because they are amongst you. يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ Do we believe in Allah? وَمَا هُمْ مِنْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah says they are not believers. Many things, they will be just like us. And today, it's a very, very dangerous situation out there in the world. And everything, they will speak in your favor, but in actual fact, they will be your enemies. And they will be those people also, perhaps to that extent, that their belief also is not correct. And this is happening. One good friend of ours, his company was very worried. His son was at university, but then he passed away with the jeer of Iman. He knew our Iman. He revived our Iman. And there are so many ways to do it. The holy La ilaha illallah. Repeating La ilaha illallah and thinking of the meaning. Keeping company of the ulama and the pious people has become so important today. Going out in Jamaat and Tabir, and small children we have got, babies we have got. Now that person who comes to work, the helper, and brings her own baby. And we gave shampoo, we gave powder, we gave clean napkins.